And now the game where we ask interesting people about uninteresting things. It's called Not My Job. Now, Colin Hanks is an actor who's appeared in a lot of great TV shows and movies, including The O.C., Mad Men. Now, it used to be you knew you made it when you got a guest spot on The Love Boat. Now it is playing a serial killer on Dexter. That's what he's doing now. Colin Hanks, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It is a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, Colin. Thanks for being here. So am I right about that? Do you like actors hang around Halloween and go, oh, I hope I get the serial killer role in this season's Dexter?
Well, yes, of course.
Are you going to be, I know in general the seasons tend to revolve around a single primary serial killer who's sort of Dexter's nemesis. Is that you this time around?
It is myself along with Edward James Olmos.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, so it's the two of us that... that Dexter has to find.
This is the seventh season of Dexter or the sixth?
It is the sixth.
And does anybody ever on this TV show Dexter, which I have seen and enjoyed, ever look around and go, wait a minute, where are all these serial killers coming from?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, this is not the first time television has made, you know, sort of a strange and unbelievable coincidence. I mean, every time Perry Mason took a job, it wasn't originally to defend a murder case. It was always the person came to him for something entirely different, and then the very next morning they were accused of murder.
Well, just think about Cabot Cove.
Oh, yeah, and Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
Murder
oh, yeah.
People are getting killed left and right in this tiny little town.
Right. And then they had her character go to New York as if this should be daunting to someone who came from a small town where everyone's dead.
And it's also not too different from a lot of the sort of medical programs you have where invariably someone will come in complaining of, my stomach hurts or I have some chest thing, and they go, oh, it's this. And then all of a sudden some doctor realizes, but wait, it could be this.
Right.
And lo and behold, that's what it was.
That's every
it's
episode
amazing.
Of House.
It's as if they're in a TV show. Now, we understand your father is also an actor.
Yes. He was on The Love Boat, by the way.
He was.
I appreciate that reference.
Oh, good. How has he dealt with your fame and success?
He's taking it poorly.
Really?
He's feeling a little bit older.
Yeah.
As he always said, you may be younger and taller and better looking, but I weigh more than you.
Yeah. I hate to ask this because I like to think well of the guy, but your father, Tom Hanks, does he ever try to sponge off your success?
Oh, every day.
Really?
Yes.
Somewhat more seriously, was it daunting to want to go into acting yourself?
Well, keep in mind, I'm going to be 34 years old in just a few weeks. So when I was younger, it was, you know, my dad dressed up in drag on Bosom Buddies, and that was what I was having to deal with at the time. And then around the time that I was into college was when he became statue-worthy, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting thing because all of a sudden I sort of realized, wow, he cannot go anywhere on this earth without someone going, hey, it's you. So it's kind of a hard thing to wrap your head around sometimes.
Hey, listen, we know you're big on Twitter. We followed you on Twitter. We know that you...
Oh, very good. I just followed you right now. I just found you.
Well, there you are. So now you're following me, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And your Twitter bio describes you as, quote, that guy from that one thing you think is way underrated.
Yes.
Unquote. What is that thing?
That thing apparently is everything on my resume.
There you are.
There's always someone who just says, you know, hey, man, that thing that the blank, movie blank, that's way underrated.
It's so, a great compliment because they mean, like, I think it's good, but you should know a lot of people hate it.
A lot of people.
That thing that you did does not suck nearly as much as everybody else says it does.
Listen to the things they've said.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
So I just sort of am taking that and embracing and running with it.
From your Twitter feed, we would say that you are somewhat obsessed with music. Is this fair?
This is a fair assumption. Yes.
And are you in a band? Are you a musician yourself?
I was in two very horrible bands.
They were underrated.
Yeah, they're better. They're better than everybody said, Colin.
I like that. I played bass guitar in high school and in college, and then I actually I fractured my thumb, so my bass career went bye-bye.
What was the name of the band, sir?
One of them... Okay. In combination, this is going to sound very strange.
That's why we ask.
The first one was called Pontius Pilate.
Okay.
I didn't know why. I just liked the name. I since found out who Pontius Pilate was.
Wait a minute. You didn't know?
I had no idea.
They did that great song, I Want to Wash Your Hands.
Yeah.
Very good. I love that.
The other one was called the Underlords.
The Underlords?
Yeah,
Underlords.
They were both, let's just say they were both noble attempts. Yeah.
Did you start those bands, or how did you get involved with them?
I did not start those bands. I joined those bands. I'm the quiet bass player.
And did you say what's the name of the band?
Yeah, I did.
And they said the Underlords.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to hang out with someone.
He was lonely. What can I tell you? We were talking to some people who knew you, and I want to confirm. I didn't put you on the spot here. We understand that you're a big hockey fan as well.
Yes.
Did you or did you not, sir, ever have your very own hockey mullet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's worse than the Underlords.
Yeah, yeah.
I can deal with Underlords.
It was a glorious hockey mullet.
Yeah.
That was just really, I mean, even then you just called it hockey hair. But come on, it's the hairstyle, you know. Show me another, you know, 13-year-old kid that's got a stellar hairstyle who is not the epitome of awkward, and I'll bow down to that kid. But
my son.
Well,
he's a good-looking guy with great hair. I was just thinking, if your last name was, if you were Colin Honks, you could get a coupon from Robitussin.
I think Robitussin is way underrated.
I think so. Well, Colin Hanks, we have invited you here to play a game. We're calling
Till Death Do We Part, or at least until I get a better offer.
So Kim Kardashian is getting a lot of grief for filing for divorce after only 72 days of marriage, as we've discussed. But compared to some other celebrity weddings, she and her husband, what's his name, practically grew old together. We're going to ask you three questions about other short-lived celebrity marriages. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Colin Hanks playing for?
Colin is playing for Crispin Brim of DeKalb, Illinois.
All right.
All right. Crispin
Brim. Wow. Here's your first question, Colin. Guns N' Roses singer Axl Rose may not appear to be the most romantic man. That's because he's really not. His brief marriage to his wife, Erin Everly, began when he popped the question, how? A, at 4 a.m, he said to her, marry me or I'll kill myself. B, he let her look under Slash's hair where he had hidden a ring. Or C, he said, you in the jungle, baby, the jungle of wedded bliss.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. At 4 a.m, he said, marry me or I'll kill myself?
Yes.
Yes, that's what he did.
Wow. Alrighty. That is so romantic.
It is.
That's called
popping the question and popping the cry for help.
Yeah.
She said yes. They were divorced just a few weeks later.
Oh, wow. That's romantic.
Isn't it? Wasn't that a shock?
Romance.
Next question. The late actor Dennis Hopper was married to singer Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas for 8 whole days in 1971. What did Mr. Hopper have to say about his brief marriage much later? Did he say, A, quote, next time I get married, I'm going to spend a little time with the lady first. B, quote, 7 of those days were pretty good. Or C, quote, no big deal, I return a lot of the clothes I buy, too.
I'm going to go with B just because that made me laugh.
7 of those days were pretty good?
Yeah.
That's right. That's what he said.
Wow.
Talking to the New York Times in 2005, he said, 7 of those days were pretty good. The 8th day was the bad one. All right, last question. One of the more famous of the celebrity marriages in the 1960s was the brief joining in wedded bliss of Ernest Borgnine and Broadway star Ethel Merman. In Merman's autobiography, the chapter, My Marriage to Ernest Borgnine, consisted of what? A, the words, wait a minute. Did I marry Ernest Borgnine? B, a full-color reproduction of Edgar Munch's painting, The Scream. Or C, a blank page.
Well, I don't know. Why don't we go for B?
You're going to go for B, a reproduction of Munch's painting The Scream?
Sure, why not?
No, actually, it was a blank page.
Ah, that was my gut instinct.
I know.
I should have, what would Ernest Borgnine have done?
Mary Ethel Merman, for 32 days, he...
32 days?
32 days. He explained that he ended their marriage after that brief period because of Ethel Merman's incessant complaining that more people were recognizing him in the street than her.
Oh.
This made her very mad.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Colin Hanks do in our quiz?
Colin, you had two correct answers, so you win for Crispin Brim.
Yes.
Well done.
Nice.
Colin Hanks is starring in Dexter on Showtime this season. Colin Hanks, thank you so much for being with us.
Bye, Colin.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye.